This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, November 30, the King's Grace. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 22. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. It has been said that the last pages of our Bible bend around to touch the first pages. They bring full circle the one big story of God's love and salvation of the world. In the beginning, God, the King, creates the world and proclaims it good. Good. Very good. Good is the most important word describing God and God's world in the beginning. But much that unfolds later in this story and in our world is not good. There's sinful rebellion, guilt, shame, corruption, violence, injustice, and disintegration. The world is broken, and we feel it in the depths of our souls. The world's history books and the daily news proclaim it unceasingly. But unceasing, too, in the Bible's big story, is something that transforms and redeems all this brokenness. Grace. The King's grace is a phrase often used to refer to a king's favor or presence, or to simply a king himself. In the Bible, it's finally the King's grace that gets the last word. Grace comes in the person and work of King Jesus. He is the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The first chapter of the Bible proclaims good. The last chapter proclaims what is greater still, grace. God's big story moves from good to grace. Whatever we face in terms of struggle, guilt, or sorrow, the King's grace gets the last word. The King's grace is the world's and our great hope. Pray with me. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with all God's people. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.